The State Division of Forestry reports good progress on a wildfire in the North Pole neighborhood. The blaze drew a massive response from local fire departments as well as state and federal crews yesterday afternoon. The fire, fueled by high temperatures and strong winds, rushed through Black Spruce, adjacent to a densely populated area off Badger Road. State Fire Information Officer Maggie Rogers says things look good today, considering the 25-acre fire's proximity to homes.
Being in such a populated area, to my knowledge, there were no structures burned. There wasn't even an evacuation order. They put retardant on that fire, and they dropped a lot of water on that fire, and they had it where they could then begin to build fire line and lay out hose to try and hopefully get towards their goal of containment tonight.
Rogers says it's unclear what started the blaze, but that it was likely human-caused, as there has been no lightning in the area in recent days. Area resident Karen Boswood says it was a scary situation for residents yesterday afternoon.
We could see flames in the beginning. So we loaded up our camper and was getting ready to get the guns out so we could put them in and just leave if we needed to, because, you know, you don't know what they're going to have you do or where it's going to go in the wind, you know, but if it changes.
Boswood says her family will likely clear more trees on their property to better protect it from wildfire. Several days of hot, dry weather and winds have made for dangerous wildfire conditions across Alaska's eastern interior. Rogers says there are several fires burning in remote areas of the eastern interior and border country, including a 7,000-acre blaze 45 miles northeast of Tok.
They're being watched closely by fire personnel and flown regularly. There is a fire east of the Alaska border in Canada that is contributing to the smoke in Fairbanks that we're experiencing. And in general, if there are any more fire starts in that hot, dry area, we could end up with something very big and dangerous on our hands.
Meanwhile, a big fire farther south along the British Columbia-Yukon border closed the Alaska Highway yesterday and forced evacuation of several communities.